Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson today is on prepping for a really big week. In our review and planning sessions, our wrap sessions, we usually focus on the work, which work to do and when is it going to get done. Today, I want to talk about those really big weeks, those ones that are so big because they've just got a ton of appointments and you've got a ton to do. The work happens, it picks up momentum, and it threatens to take over your entire life if you let it. And sometimes we just let this happen. There's just so much to do and we just jump in and flow with it. The problem is when that becomes the MO. So I'm thinking of a particular client and it had become her MO. She was always running this way. She was always running really hard between appointments, staying up late, working on stuff until all hours. And the interesting thing was that she wanted to change. She wanted to do things differently. She wanted a life, but she didn't know how to break that pattern because it had become a habit. It had become the energy groove that she was comfortable with. And so when she stopped, it just didn't feel right. So she'd pick up again. This is often why we get sick. We get sick because it's our inner self basically teaching us a lesson that we've been too stubborn to learn. The nice teacher, your inner nice teacher, has tried to get your attention. It's been kind of softly calling out to you to change your ways, but you've ignored her. And the thing about teachers, though, is that we like to think of them as being someone out there telling us what to do. And therefore, we rebel against this because we don't want to be told what to do. This teacher, however, is an ambassador of your wise self. There's a part of you that is craving this lesson, and yet you're pushing back and saying, not now, not now. And so what happens? You get sick. And it's the kind of sick that teaches you life lessons because it's the teacher saying, yes, now. No more excuses, no more justifications or bullshit. And she morphs into, the whips and leather teacher who holds you down until you learn what that deep part of you wants to learn. And that is what happened to this client who is also a good friend of mine. For years, she wanted to do things differently and she didn't know how, like I said. She didn't listen to her body. She didn't listen to the clues that she was getting that was telling her to slow down. And she got slammed. She got these sicknesses that she had to investigate, and she went to all these doctors. I mean, it's just one thing after another. But what it did was it forced her to stop. She had to take a sabbatical from work. She had to give her clients to somebody else because she literally couldn't leave the house. That's how sick she got. That was her soul's way of saying, this is how you're going to learn this lesson because you're not doing it the nice way. You're not doing it the gentle way, so you're going to get it the hard way. As she's been coming back, because she got through it, and as she's been coming back, she's been having to revisit this lesson again and again because her pattern, her habits, what she knows is to go and to go hard. But she knows that her body will not let her do that again. So as she's coming back into her work, she has to look at how she's doing it. So when she sees that she has a big week ahead of her, instead of focusing on the work and what needs to happen, because like I said, the work happens for her, she gets to focus on how is she going to be healthy. So when you have a big week coming up, these are the things that you can focus on. When is lunch happening? Where is it happening? If you're going to be out and about, when does it happen? Do you have snacks with you to help keep your blood sugar level throughout the day? When is quiet time? When is meditation? Because that helps keep her sane. When is she resting? When does the computer turn off at night? what groceries does she need to get at the beginning of the week that will smooth out the rest of the week so that she has food in her fridge for breakfast and lunch and that she has the snacks that she needs. These are all just little things that help her have a smoother week. Does she stick with the whole thing? Not necessarily. But by thinking through it at the beginning of the week, she has a much better chance of making it through the day with a few more energy reserves than she would have otherwise, which she can then apply to tomorrow. Because this energy, it builds or depletes over time. Even though we get to begin fresh every day, when we run ourselves ragged one day, it carries over to the next day and the next until we refuel. The moral of the story here, when you have really big weeks, it's not the work that you need to focus on. The work is going to happen. It's the health points that you get to think through and identify on a daily basis and look through your schedule to see how you can make each day go a little bit more smoothly. Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Shawn Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.